Right now you're hearing a little piece of 1950s Cuba. As beautiful and lush as the sound is, the story behind this recording is equally romantic. It's the story of two boys who fled from Poland to Cuba in 1939 and fell in love with the music. Harry and Morris Schrage recorded dozens of songs by Trio Melodicos, who we're hearing right now, Trio Zamora, and other Cuban groups. Harry died before he could release those songs, but his brother Morris has resurrected the old tapes on a CD called The Lost Cuban Trios of Casa Marina. We're joined now by the executive producers of the album, Morris Schrage and Jimmy Maslin. They're both in our studios at NPR West. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Morris Schrage, let's start with you. Your family fled Europe as the Nazis were invading. What brought you to Cuba? What did your father do there during those early years?
We went to England first, but when the bombs started dropping, he wanted to leave, so he was looking for a place in the Western Hemisphere to go to. It was impossible to get visas for the United States, and he got visas for Santo Domingo. But the boat stopped in Cuba, so we got off.
And when you and your brother were growing up there, did you spend a lot of time in Havana?
Not a lot. Our home was 60 miles west of Havana. That's where my father built a new factory in a place called Matanzas.
Looking back on that time in 1950s Cuba, and I know you're looking back from the perspective of an 80-year-old now, but can you tell me what Cuba was like? What did it feel like to you?
Paradise. It had everything. Beaches, music, entertainment.
Beautiful women, I bet, is what you were about to say.
I think that's what it was.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, te han llamado. Por tu mística sonrisa, seguimos. Por tus labios seductores que cautivan. Y tu rostro de mujer angelica.
Jimmy Maslin, when the Schrage brothers were teenagers and young men, what was going on musically in Cuba then?
There was a lot of music called son and played by septetos, seven-piece groups, and trios.
What players are the trios made up of?
Bass, guitar, and the singer might be playing some kind of percussion.
And everybody singing in three-part harmony, generally.
Definitely.
Y es por eso que preguntan, Mona Lisa, si estás viva o eres solo una visión.
Morris Schrage, how did you and your brother end up finding the trios who are on this recording?
We went to a place called La Casa Marina.
Which was a bordello, right?
Yes, it was. The atmosphere in Casa Marina is like walking into a fine nightclub. And the trio stroll among the booths, and they play for $1 a song at that time.
So these trios were playing at Casa Marina, and obviously a big part of their repertoire in that atmosphere would be romantic music. Do you have a favorite love song on this album?
I like Ultima Noche.
I'm speaking with Morris Schrage and Jimmy Maslin about their new CD, The Lost Cuban Trios of Casa Marina. So tell me the story of how you and your brother ended up convincing some of these trios to come record.
My brother was an audiophile. And I loved the music, so we made a good combination. He went to Miami and bought the state-of-the-art, the latest recording equipment you could get. And then he decided he was going to give it a shot and try to record the trios.
And Jimmy Maslin, did you get hold of these tapes when they were still in reel-to-reel format? Is that what you ended up inheriting?
Actually, it was Harry's widow brought the tapes to Maury and I during the Revolution. They had taken them out of Cuba when they came to the United States, and they've been stored in a closet in Southern California for many, many years. And
they brought actually it, in Seattle.
In Seattle, okay. And then they brought it to us and asked if we'd be interested. And I had a Cuban music label for many years, and we listened to the stuff, and it was incredible. And we thought the quality was incredible as well, because they recorded directly to a stereo tape. So it wasn't like it was recorded to multi-tracks and then mixed down to another tape with a lot of hiss. And that's one reason I think it's so clear as far as mastering. We didn't have to do much to it at all. The quality was incredible.
Well, the mix of songs is really delightful. I mean, there are romantic songs, of course, given their origin, but there are also some folk tunes. How did you decide what to put on the album?
We just listened through it. There were about 50 songs recorded, and Maury and I and a friend of ours, Augustine Grussa, who was a writer for the LA Times before, we all listened to it and just decided what we thought were the best songs.
And do you know what became of the musicians? Did they stay in Cuba?
My son and I are planning to go back to Cuba and search for them, because we have no idea what became of them.
Yeah, Maury's going to go down there, and I think we'll probably document it. I'm going around trying to look for the trios and see if we can find any. We don't know if they're still alive, or we figure we might be able to at least find some relatives of theirs. Maybe they'll still be around.
Morris Schrage and Jimmy Maslin are the executive producers of The Lost Cuban Trios of Casa Marina, out now on Ayinama Music. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Me ven bailar y casualidad me gusta bailar el bailao.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
Ya viene el negro Simón bailando alegre el payao, repita la rumba y llama la mujer. Ya viene el negro Simón.